Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Our number 1-800-795-9565 if you'd like to jump in and talk with us today. And a lot to talk about along the way as well. Kevin is alongside. Kevin, of course, very concerned with
I'm just very concerned. Steve has the Sunbury Motor Studio on the road today. The one thing that I am concerned about is the agent for the Steelers, Harrison. It says that James Harrison, the Steelers linebacker, might need arthroscopic surgery. That is not the best news in the world. That's what I'm concerned about. Will Harrison need surgery?
Well, if he does, he does. Okay. So,
thanks. That's reassuring.
No, I'm just telling you. It's, you know, I know that you're incredibly concerned with it. And if you're concerned with it, Kevin, I'm concerned with it.
Thank you. But the one nice thing is, if he does have to have the surgery, it might save him money from NFL fines.
Sure, and that, and again, it will be the kind of thing that will save him some cash, and also, I mean, do you put a guy like that in your fantasy league?
No, we take full defensive teams, not necessarily individual players.
I see. Explain to me how fantasy football works.
You know darn well how fantasy football works. You pick
players. No, I don't.
You pick the best players at each position. Like in the league that I'm in, we have two quarterbacks. You can run various sets with one running back, two running backs, three wide receivers and a tight end, four wide receivers. Let's see, you can run wide receivers, tight end, and one running back. And then, of course, you have your defense and a kicker. And you score points. We don't play head-to-head. We play total points. But you score points based on statistical the statistical performance.
That's tremendous. So you root for the name on the back of the jersey.
It all depends. See, if I'm watching a Steeler game and I have their opposing defense, I will actually sit that defense and play my backup defense just because I don't want to root against the Steelers.
Really?
I'm willing to sacrifice my position in the league to root for my team. That's loyalty.
Wow, that's unusual in fantasy sports. Highly, highly unusual.
I will actually try to avoid playing players if I know they're going up against my defense, because it just seems like a conflict of interest there.
I see. But you'll root for guys on offense to do well against your defense.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a different situation there.
So you'll root for guys. Okay, you'll root for guys on offense against your defense.
I'll root for guys, yes. Yes.
And this is how fantasy football works?
Well, here's the way you have to look at it. If your offensive guys put up some good numbers, it'll make up for the fact that your defense didn't.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so that's how you work it.
I feel as though I'm getting set up for something here.
So the season starts. See, I'm a lifelong New York Giants fan.
Sure.
So when the Giants play, no matter what, I am really, really into the Giants winning the game and am hoping at all costs that Dez Bryant does nothing, that Tony Romo does nothing, right? And I actually, like, watch and root in the game. Okay, where am I wrong?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But what about a game you don't have any allegiance or loyalty to?
Well, they're all – well, first of all, every game can have an effect. Okay? Every game can have an effect.
How would an AFC game with an AFC team have an effect on the Giants?
How does it have an effect on the Giants? Well, yes. It depends if they're playing an NFC team, or it also, since the team I root for has won 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years, it can have a definite effect.
I'm sorry, how many Super Bowls do the Steelers have total? Oh, that's right. That's what happens when you're good for decades.
The Giants have 4. They've been good for decades, too. Okay? So I root for Eli Manning to carve up and destroy a defense. I mean, I root for that part of it. Now, I know you think that's a highly unusual and strange way to look at the game, but that is how I look at the game.
But see, if I had my favorite team playing against my defense, I wouldn't play my defense because I don't want to root against my team. That's how I get around
that
problem.
But you're rooting for offensive guys to destroy your defense.
No. I'm looking for them to have a good show.
So in other words, you draft Ray Rice.
Well, first off, I wouldn't draft Ray Rice, but we won't get into that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, but you draft Ray Rice.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
Okay. And so when you draft Ray Rice, okay, you are then saying that I want him to have a big day against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, I said I want him to have an average day against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, but you need the points.
Or better yet, because they're just playing the Steelers and I don't have, in this example, the Steelers defense, I want him to have an outstanding day and the Steelers to win by 1. That is the best of both worlds right there.
All right, so you think that that's the way to do it.
It definitely makes watching the game interesting.
No, to me, the team winning the game makes the game interesting. To me, that's the part that's interesting, is the winning part of it. But winning the game.
And I'm not debating that. I'm just saying when you have a game like Kansas City and San Diego, a game that I really wouldn't have that much interest in watching. Now, all of a sudden, I do have an interest in watching, and I have an interest in rooting, and it makes the NFL better.
Really?
Now, you on the other hand, will watch any game that is available on the television.
Yes.
I mean, if it's the College of Dental Technology taking on anybody, you'll watch that game.
Yes, I will.
I think you're in the minority.
Because I enjoy the game of football very much.
I understand that.
So if the Chargers are playing the Chiefs, I'll watch the game. I'll watch the game.
How closely will you watch the game?
Intently. I love watching football.
So you will sit there and you will analyze every play the way you would as if it were your team.
No, I don't analyze plays.
All right. Let me rephrase that. You, as a fan, you will analyze the plays.
Because, you know, and I'll be honest with you, one of the reasons I don't analyze plays is that I make a living out of analyzing plays. So I, you know, all seriously, right. I take it, you know, I just sit there and watch because out of the pure enjoyment of it.
All right. Now,
out of the pure enjoyment of it.
So if there were 2 last place teams in each division, you would definitely watch that game and you'd watch the beginning to end with interest.
Well, if that's the only game available.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to pick that game. You have a lot of games that are.
If that's the Monday night football game.
Mm-hmm. I'd watch it.
Wow.
Yep.
I am not.
Sure.
I love football, but I am not that into football.
Oh, I love it. I love watching it. I know. I enjoy finding out about players, who's good, who's not. I mean, I'll watch college football games on Saturday night. I'll enjoy that very much. You know, hey, now you asked me the other day whether I would watch, for example, what TV shows I watch. I mean, I'll watch NCIS, I'll watch, you know, Criminal Minds, things like that. I'll pick up, you know, things like that because I'm able to relax along the way, and I think it's important to relax and enjoy something else besides, okay? And I think that part's very important. to sit there and relax and enjoy it. You know, but when it comes to the opportunity, for example, a game, I enjoy it very much. I enjoy it very much. You know, and I and the fantasy stuff, I've never even come close to. I've never come close, for example, to ever getting involved in it. Now, does that mean I don't like it? No. There's nothing to do with it. I think anybody who wants to play fantasy football or fantasy baseball or, like you, fantasy NASCAR.
I've done a few fantasy NASCARs.
Your,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if that. Fine with that. At the same time, I need that to enjoy it. You know, I just don't. Never have. I've never been overwhelmed by, you know, an individual getting me points. And some people need that. I mean, to get involved and be a part of what's going on.
But one thing it has done for me is it's made me more aware of other players and other teams that I probably would not have been aware of if it weren't for fantasy football. Now, baseball is a different animal because there's so many players and so many games in baseball, it's really tough to follow.
Right. No, I understand that, and it's a lot different now. We had Murray Chass on yesterday. What did we talk to Murray Chass about? He said he went back to the time where there were 16 teams, 8 in each league. Well, now there are 30. See, and I'm a firm believer there probably ought to be 32 and then cap it at 32 and have 8 four-team divisions and eliminate the wild card. I mean, I'd rather see that, eliminate the wild card and have 8 four-team divisions. They're not going to do that, but I think 32 is one of the great workable numbers in sports. And because he'd rather see it cut down. He'd rather see it cut down at this particular time, and I understand that. But the fantasy thing, if it makes people enjoy it more, okay, then they enjoy it more. And I understand that completely. It's just not my bag. It never has been my bag.
But you're absolutely right.
It never has been.
It does lend itself to some real conflicting situations when you have one of your star quarterback going up against your best defense, and one of those is your favorite team as well. That does make it a little tough.
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. It does make it tough.
But you're talking to a guy who had Peyton Manning on his bench all year last year, so, you know.
You had Peyton Manning on, well, you had to.
I had him under a two-year contract, yeah.
A two-year contract? You have contracts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
You have contracts. There's a salary. There's a salary cap. There's a contract. This is serious stuff. There's some serious stuff here.
Wow. You have contracts?
Yes.
Really?
I think we have 2 two-year contracts, 1 one-year contract, which is usually the guy coming off a two-year, and then 1 contracted player that is a one-year player with this year's salary.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You have to be a, I wouldn't say statistician, but you definitely have to have capology classes.
Now, how much money do you get to spend in this?
I don't know. I always go over the cap, so it really never became an issue for me of worrying about staying under it. I want to say, I think we're at $62 million. I'm not sure what the cap is this year.
$62
million? Yeah.
So do you actually use their salaries, their actual salaries?
No, these are salaries based on their performance of the year before.
Okay, so there's a dollar figure assigned to the guy.
Correct.
Really?
You're astounded by this, aren't you?
I find this to be bizarro world.
What's really scary is somebody actually works up all these salaries every year. That's the really frightening part.
Yeah, that part really strikes me.
Let's see. I'm trying to give you an example of... here you go. Tom Brady. Tom Brady I have at $5.4 million right now.
Okay. $5.4 million.
$1 million for the year.
Okay. And how is that determined?
Based on his previous year's statistics. You know, where he ranks in based on quarterbacks or other players at his position. In this case, it would be quarterbacks.
Wow.
You want to know who one of my other quarterbacks is?
Sure, I'd love to know.
Tim Tebow.
In fact, the audience would say, why?
Tim Tebow.
I'm saying, though, why?
I needed a quarterback who was getting some starts. My quarterbacks last year were Tom Brady, Tim Tebow, Josh Freeman, and Peyton Manning.
Okay, that was last year. Tebow this year, or is he on a 2-year deal?
No, he was a 1-year
pickup. Two-year deal?
No, he's released as of August 31st. He will be released.
He's released.
Correct.
As of August 31st. So you get to release players.
Yes. You have five players that you carry over every year in this particular league.
Okay, and which five are you carrying over this year?
I haven't decided yet. Likely Brady I'll carry over.
Well, come on.
I'll probably...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had him since the beginning of this league. He will be forever a member of this team until he proves that he needs to be a member of some other team. And the numbers haven't proven otherwise yet.
Okay, do you play fantasy football? And if so, what do you love about it? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's the Lenape Solar Hotline, 1-800-795-9565 from Lenape Solar. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their River Fest of Savings. Choose from over 200 pre-owned vehicles at one location, and they all come with Sunbury Motors' lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors researches the market and makes sure their prices are the lowest of any like vehicle from a franchise dealer within a 50-mile radius. Pick from 15 pre-owned Escapes starting at $12,943. Choose from 13 Ford Focuses as low as $96,21. Sunbury Motors has one of the largest selections of used trucks in Central PA. Browse through over 30 F-150s, including a King Ranch 4x4 crew cab for only $13,563. SMC has 25 pre-owned Hyundais with Accents, Elantras, Sonatas, and Santa Fes in stock for immediate delivery. Sunbury Motors has every vehicle clearly marked with our lowest price promise. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors during River Festa Savings. SMC in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Okay, so you're in this fantasy league. Barney is in the fantasy league, too.
Correct.
So Barney's in the fantasy league.
Yes.
Got it.
I don't know where she finished last year, though, but I know she's in the league.
She's in the league. All right. Now, where did you finish last year?
Third.
Who won it?
That's an excellent question.
Who was second?
I'll have to look that up. It was not me. I know that. Hang on. I have to look that up. Let's see. Last year, that would have been 2011. Let's see. The Water Boys won the league. Black Diamonds were second. I can't say that name on the radio for third. Actually, I finished sixth this year. It was 2010 that I finished a little higher.
And every week you go out there and when do you have to make a decision as to when you play certain guys?
I think it's 30 minutes before the first game. However, if they play a Thursday night game, those players would have to be decided 30 minutes before that game. Rest of the players on your team could be decided on Sunday or right before their game.
I see.
By the way, thank you for bringing this up now, because now I realized how far down on the list I was last year, and now I'm depressed.
That was the goal, actually.
I was actually looking forward to fantasy football. Now I'm depressed. Thanks.
Well, I mean, that's Roger had talked to me early on. He said, "What's your goal with this?" I said, "If I can just drive this guy mentally into the ground, that'd be great." So that's where we go.
Looking back, this team was really good up until 09, and then everything fell apart. And then they were a middle of the road team.
And then you're a middle of the road team.
I'm a middle of the road team.
Middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Really. That's a shame.
Now let's see. Sarah Bartlett is her team's name is the Po' Boys.
Right.
Which if you think about it, makes sense with the Baltimore connection.
Yeah.
And she had a little worse time than I did this year, so we'll just leave it at that.
All right. So you're rubbing a little salt into the Barty wound.
No,
I got it.
Not in the least bit.
No, yes, you are.
Not in the least bit. I just knew you were going to ask where she finished, and I didn't want to say exactly where she finished.
She finished behind you.
Yes. Yes, that I will say.
Okay. Now, does she load up her team with Ravens?
She's been known to pick a few Ravens, yeah.
Flacco?
I think she had Flacco, yes.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. More on the Lenape Solar Hotline from you in a few moments here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile. Great to have you with us. We're talking fantasy football. And, you know, when you're talking fantasy football, we are now in Kevin's wheelhouse, which is really... I find frightening.
Up until 09, it was.
Well, yeah. Oh, there we go. Need one more guy. There we go. Now, you're telling me that Sarah Bartlett is in this league as well, correct?
Yes. Yes, she is.
And...
There are
you're
an awful
bring
lot
her
of
on?
Yeah, she's in the studio now. There's an awful lot of Ravens on that team.
Obviously.
Yes. Now, do you play Flacco as your quarterback?
Yes, I.
Even in the bye week, she plays Flacco as a quarterback.
I play fantasy football not for the reason Kevin plays. I just like to get all the Ravens and then just root for them.
See, now that's a person I like. All right, a person who looks at her team and says, I'm going to play my team, and that's my fantasy team, as opposed to Kevin, who would prefer to see Ryan Matthews gain 200 yards against the Steelers and make him sweat all afternoon while still garnering precious points.
Hey, listen, her money's as good as anybody else's. Her money's as good as anybody else's. If that's the way she wants to play, I'll gladly take her money.
Right. I mean, my kicker, tight end, quarterback... wide receiver, all Ravens.
When the Ravens have a bye week, what exactly do you do besides play Flacco?
It gets a little tough then. But listen, I am loyal.
Who is your backup quarterback in a situation like that?
Drew Brees.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's
now, that's
fantastic.
Somebody racks up some...
It's fantastic. Yeah, I should actually play him all the time, but my loyalties... to Flacco.
I understand the loyalty part. Loyalty is important. You know, I mean, you know, look, you know, if I'm in this thing, I play Eli Manning every week. I like my quarterback to succeed, as opposed to Kevin, who rooted all last year for Tim Tebow to succeed.
All right.
When Brady plays the Steelers, he's rooting for Brady to have a 400-yard, four-touchdown passing day. I, on the other hand, when I'm facing Brady with my football team as I watch the game in the comfort of my living room, am hoping he gets crushed like a grape.
But I'm a realist. I know that's not going to happen. I've seen Brady come to Pittsburgh many times and have those 400-yard games. I just want to see that the Steelers have one more point on the scoreboard. By the way, you didn't ask Sarah what her, who her backup quarterback is. You asked
yes,
who she.
I did. Drew Brees.
Well, we play two quarterbacks every week. You play two quarterbacks. You didn't ask her who her third quarterback was.
All right, okay. Who's your third quarterback, Sarah?
Also, a
Sarah, be proud. Be strong. Be proud.
That would be Curtis Painter.
Right.
Curtis Painter.
Right.
Well, the one thing I will say about Curtis Painter is he's actually involved in the play-by-play call that everybody talks to me about at Purdue.
That's true, he is.
Yeah, he's the quarterback on the play. And he ended up throwing a lateral that Josh Gaines picked off. Okay, so why did you select him?
Because I needed a third quarterback. There wasn't a lot of options. Now, I will release him this season.
And then pick him back up in the draft.
No, I will not do that. I will release him this season and hope for another third-string quarterback.
Actually,
who's your third-string quarterback, Kevin? Kevin, who's your third-string quarterback?
My third? Well,
I mean, you had Brady and Tebow.
See, I play a different way. I actually carry four quarterbacks on my roster because that means one team is not going to be able to have an extra quarterback. So I have Josh Freeman, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Tim Tebow. I play strategy.
Okay, say that again. Who do you have?
I play strategy, so I carry four quarterbacks. I carry Tom Brady, okay, Tim Tebow, Josh Freeman, and Peyton Manning.
And Manning racked you up a lot of points last year.
Well, Manning was a little bit of a, well, he was a great coach.
A little bit of a what?
He was a great coach.
All right, so you carry four quarterbacks. Sarah
Correct.
Carries three. Now, Sarah, who's the top point producer for you?
I have Anquan Boldin. I mean, Drew Brees would be if I put him in at all times.
Can I ask you why you don't put him in at all times if you can play two quarterbacks?
I'd like to know that, too.
I do most of the time.
Look, if I were you, I'd bag Painter, and, I mean, I would only play him unless you know, they it was a mass murder.
Right.
I think she's got Painter because she's worried about Flacco getting hurt.
I don't remember why I picked him up last year. But anyway,
Flacco's one of those rarities. He's Eli Manning. I've never seen him miss a game.
That's true.
I've never seen Flacco miss a game. I mean,
I've seen him not show up for a couple. I've seen him not show up for a couple of games. But
I want to be fair to Joe Flacco here right now. All right, Joe Flacco has had to learn on the job. Okay, as a first-team guy, okay? And sometimes it takes longer to come of age. He did not drop the ball in the end zone last year, and he did not hook the field goal. But he put them in a position to win, and I'm interested to see how he follows it up. Now, you as a Steeler fan don't want to hear this, but if he follows it up with consistent performances like that, and by the way, he did rally his team down the stretch and throw a touchdown pass against the Steelers with 8 seconds to go.
I remember well.
Maybe we need to start reevaluating him because last year they swept the Steelers.
I remember that well,
too. How do
you
like that, Sarah?
I remember that well.
How do you like that, Sarah?
I like that a lot. I'd like a repeat of that.
I mean, how do you like but I'm saying that maybe – I mean, there are six guys that I put in the upper crust of quarterbacks, okay? They're obvious ones. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. There is a second tier, and I put Flacco in that second tier that's right there. Believe it or not, a guy I put in there is Jay Cutler. Okay, a lot of people are very, critical of Jay Cutler. I'm not. I think the supporting cast they put around him is not that great. Okay? But I think that he's a guy that's in that second-tier group of quarterback. Josh Freeman, I'm not totally sold on. I'm not totally sold on Josh Freeman yet. It's going to take a while for me. Matty Ryan's in that second tier. Okay? Matt Stafford's getting close to that second tier. And now, who racks up more points, quarterbacks, running backs, or wideouts?
defensive players, but or defensive teams. But if you go quarterbacks, running backs, wideouts, 9 times out of 10, it's the quarterback.
Okay. All right. Now, I assume, sir, you play the entire Ravens defense.
Yeah, I think she does have the Ravens defense.
No, I don't have the Ravens defense, but I will be picking up the Ravens defense.
No, wait.
I have the Patriots and the Falcons, but yeah. I'll be picking up the Ravens defense this year. Probably in the first round, which I know is a no-no. I don't care.
Actually, you know what? No, wait. Let me throw this in. I don't think this is my fantasy advice to people that are in point leagues, not head-to-head leagues. Picking your defense in the first round is not the worst thing in the world because your defense scores more points than any other individual player on your team on average.
Well, that was my thought process in addition to just wanting Baltimore. Hey.
See, in the second round, nobody's going to pick Flacco in the first round, so you're fine.
I'm going to keep Flacco.
I know you are. I'm just saying, though. I mean, I think you can get him in the second round.
I think I'll get rid of Billy Cundiff, though.
Ooh, I'll tell you right now, Captain Hook. Yeah, I'd get rid of him.
Fortunately, that miss did not cost you any points because it was in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, good. So when you joined this merry band, was it just to be a part of the group, Sarah, or have you been able to get something out of this?
It was really just more for fun and to laugh at everyone because we do have a Sunday evening where we all get together at the station and we do our draft, and it's one of the most interesting nights I have with these guys.
There's an over-under, wow. Listen, in our league, there's an over-under on when I throw my calculator across the room for being over the cap. The question is, what pick will it be that puts me over the cap?
Now, do you go over the cap, sir?
I have gone over the cap one time. That was my first year. One time.
Your first year.
Yep.
Now, has this made it a more enjoyable experience? Watching football?
Well, let's see. I mean, sometimes if I know my guys are on my team, but since I have mostly Ravens, I can't say it does. I just enjoy watching football.
Right. So, in other words, because you picked your team, which, by the way, I it's a strategy I personally admire. What would you say if I got involved in the fantasy league?
I'm sorry, we're full.
I think that would be great. That would be fun. I do like the smack talking on like Monday and Tuesday when I come back in.
So
and, like,
I'm
I
still considered.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm still considered an outsider then.
Oh no! You'd be fine.
Oh,
the problem is we're at our maximum team.
Well,
and I'm really
Allie's
sorry
dropping
that...
out this year, an unfortunate event. Allie has decided to not enter her team this year.
Stevens is bagging it.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a heartbreak. Wow. Makes me the only female.
That's okay. I mean, Kevin watched synchronized swimming, so don't feel that way.
Right.
Our number is 1-800. I'm sure would mind if people wanted to jump in and tell me, how much you enjoy fantasy football. Now, we're just taking a day of having a little bit of fun here with fantasy football. By the way, Tim Benz coming up tomorrow to update us on the Steelers situation at camp. We're going to have Tim Benz on the show tomorrow from La Trobe to talk about the Steeler camp. And talk about Mike Wallace, who is continuing to hold out. And I know it's something that's near and dear to Kevin. I mean, Kevin, if...
I'm sorry, say that again?
If Mike Wallace comes back, will you add him to your fantasy team?
Yeah. If he's available and the cost is right, sure. I just want him to get signed. I mean, get signed, get it done, get in camp, start playing football. Quit messing around. I don't exactly know what he's doing right now.
So even though he caught one touchdown pass the last 8 games of the season last year,
yeah, because I think
when
this is his
when
free
the
agent
adjusted
game.
To him, when he when the league adjusted to him, he showed an absolute inability not to adjust. You're going to take him?
This is his free agent year. This is the year he has to show something, or he's not going to get the money he wants. That should be motivation enough to have a stellar season.
I see.
I find that most guys that are available, whether it's baseball or football, that they're up for the end of their contract or free agency's just around the corner, they play their best year all of a sudden and in that year before.
I see. All right. So that's what you do, huh? All right. So you're looking for free agent guys that are going to do it. Sarah, meanwhile, shows absolute devout loyalty. And you would rather see Matt Schaub have a 500-yard, 7-touchdown passing day because it means points for you.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Listen, it's the only way I'm going to be overly interested in, like, Vernon Davis is a tight end. I'll watch a San Francisco game. Normally, I wouldn't watch a San Francisco game. I'd find, you know, maybe another game to watch. I'm watching different games that I would have normally chosen, especially in the second half of the day. When the Steelers are done and they're on that West Coast game, I might catch an AFC game or two, but for some reason, I never watched a whole lot of NFC football. I don't know why. Maybe it's because my dad used to watch the 49ers all the time, and I got tired of watching the 49ers. But anyway, this opens the door playing fantasy football to watch teams that I wouldn't normally watch for one reason or another. And like I said before, Oakland, San Diego, not necessarily a game that I would jump out of my seat to make sure I change the channel and watch. But if I had a player in it, then I'm watching it a lot closer.
Oh, brother. See, I guess I have too much of a pure love for the game. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe it's just I just really love watching football. I love watching baseball. I love watching basketball. I love watching hockey. I'm all messed up. I'm not a modern-era guy.
I think the other thing is I enjoy rooting for something. To watch a game and not have any, I don't know, for lack of a better description, loyalty either way, it's just like working a game for me then. I want to watch a game. I want to get into the game. And I don't know. I don't get into the game if I'm working it. So that's why I don't watch just, you know, like two teams that I don't really have any feelings for.
I see. Well, our number 1-800-795-9565. Come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
I'll probably do it. Just received a text from Drew Kelly in capital letters, please join our fantasy league.
Sorry.
Meanwhile,
no
Kevin
room.
has outright rejected me.
Blackballed.
From playing in the fantasy league. I'm blackballed.
Yep.
Why am I blackballed?
Listen, I take enough abuse on this program. Then being able to be in that room with those people in our league, it would be ugly. For me.
Enough abuse on this program. I've treated you like a younger brother on this show. I mean,
yes, you have.
You're out there talking about abuse. I mean, is Barty still there? I know she has to do the news.
No, she's prepping for the news at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could have treated Sarah any better.
No, you were great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
younger brother though. That's a great analogy for it. I like that.
I mean, and you're whining, moaning, and complaining that somehow you're being beaten up on the show. Half the time, it's the audience.
You know what's really funny about fantasy sports? It used to be a big joke. I mean, fantasy sports used to be a big joke. You were a real sports geek if you were into it. Now, there are so many fantasy leagues out there or available leagues or places that want to host your league. The NFL themselves got into it and are making money off of it. And there's even a television show on FX dedicated to a group of guys that created an NFL, a fantasy football league called The League. That's how big fantasy football has gotten. Fantasy baseball, yeah, fantasy sports, period.
Right. So you're justifying that. There's a TV show, and that's how you justify it. There's a TV show.
No. I'm saying if the NFL finds that they're getting outshot, don't have a shot at making money on it, and everybody else is making money and they're not, and they're just catching on, it must be getting big. Because the NFL loves making money.
Right.
And for years, the NFL never had any fantasy sports opportunities. Now they have every 5 minutes during an NFL preseason game, they're talking about fantasy football at NFL.com.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously they figured out a way to make some cash off. And in the end, it's all about cash. It's all about paper.
It's all right.
And we've talked about that repeatedly. I mean, paper, very important. Paper, very important. Very important. They figured out a way now to make it far more profitable, which, I mean, you got to give them credit for along the way. But the NFL's about things exploded because they figured there's a way to get the more of an international market to make some money. That's what it comes down to. But see, the way Sarah Bartlett does it, where she is loyal to her team, that's what I like. I like that. You have no loyalty. You have sold yourself out because you don't like a sixth-place finish. You've sold yourself out. You would rather have opponents run over your team like a grape.
As long as they win at the same time, I'm fine with that. If my team wins and the receiver that I have playing against them has a great day, it's the best of both worlds for me.
How many afternoons have you been able to sweat out where a guy that you picked is doing well against your team?
Every time the Steelers play the Patriots.
And you still play Brady in
that
game?
Are you kidding? Of course I will. Of course I will. Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me if they score 60 points or 3 points, as long as the Steelers win either way. If Brady has a great game, Steelers win, I win both ways.
Oh.
I'm part of the me generation, brother. I'm part of the me generation.
No, I'm part of the front of the jersey means a lot to me generation, you know? All right. The music tells us that we are going to make a transition to the show. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.